Michael Cudlitz, man, Walking Dead, Southland, Band of Brothers, Gross Point Blank in the studio with us. He hung for a good long time, man. Great cat.
Yeah, he's on the hotline right now. He and Lou Temple and Sam Jones all came in and hung out.
It was a great day. I mean, it was Flash Gordon. I mean, you know, it was fantastic, man. You know, Bull from Band of Brothers. It was one of those great moments in time where you're looking across the board going, Jesus Christ, that's Lou Temple from, you know, the Rob Zombie movies. It's, you know, and Michael Cudlitz, who that was the first time we'd ever met him, and he's a big bastard, too.
Born December 29th on Long Island, New York, our next guest was a student at the California Institute of the Arts when he landed a part in the HBO miniseries Band of Brothers. He's gone on to make a name for himself in such series as Southland, The Walking Dead, and The Kids Are All Right, and in such movies as Gross Point Blank. And these days, you can see him every week as supervillain Lex Luthor on the final season of the CW series Superman and Lois. Please welcome Michael Cudlitz.
Hey, man, how have you been?
I'm good. How are you? I love your intros.
Dude, it's been a minute. It's been a couple years since we've seen each other.
Yeah, it has. Dude, it has. Hey. I think I saw you guys. We were in town doing a comic convention, meeting with the fans.
Yeah.
And we had a great morning with you.
Dude, and I'll tell you, I saw that you get to be Lex Luthor. And if you're going to be a bad guy in that world, Lex Luthor, to me, is the one, right? It's you know, it's the quintessential Superman villain.
He's the OG.
Yeah.
He's the GOAT.
Yeah. The crazy part was, my first thought, I asked Jake, I go, is he bald? Did he shave his head? He shaved his head for it, didn't he? Because he has to, because it's Lex Luthor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we shaved on screen the second of the last episode of last season.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was actually awesome. Very liberating.
Sure.
And apparently, I have a good head.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's it. You don't have that weird, lumpy, misshapen noggin.
Exactly.
The one where your parents left you in the crib for too long, you're like, hey, nice flat spot. You know? Like,
it's like, what? Or what? The what happened head. Where people are like, oh, what happened?
Yeah, no. I had a buddy who had a dent in his head, and he had a full head of hair, but you could reach up and touch it. And where he'd gotten hit when he was a kid, it turned white. So he had a patch of white hair on the side of his head.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're a lucky guy. Plus, you're a big guy. You know, so if you shave your head with a big beard, it looks right.
Oh, it's the best, like, in the sense of, like, you know, I'm pretty introverted in my real life outside. And when you're the size I am and bald-headed and a beard like that, everybody just leaves you alone.
Right. That's right. That's, and they have no idea what a sweet cat. But I mean, but it's funny you say you're introverted because people know you as, like, you know, you think about your role in Band of Brothers or Southland or Walking Dead, you know, or even being a mega villain, you know, like Lex Luthor. That's where it comes out of you, right? Like, you in your real life, you stay interior, and then that you get to act out.
Exactly. I get to be 7 years old for when I'm at work.
That's the best. You get to, and I know people have called acting playing pretend, which I think demeans it, because obviously it's much harder and deeper than that. But what a joy, man. When you were a kid, because you worked construction with your dad, I remember us talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And at that same time, were you at that place? Did you pretend yourself into another world because that was a joy as a kid? Or did you have the vision of, like, I want to be on television, I want to be an actor, a proper actor?
The television thing was never a factor in it. I grew up in a, you know, real blue collar neighborhood, family, town. And that was, you know, I acted as a hobby. I acted because I loved doing it. I had fun doing it, but it was never something that you can make a living at. So right. Other people did that. You know, that wasn't something we came up with. And as I get older, you know, not to get, you know, weird, is that I think, you know, I acted to escape a lot of stuff, you know.
That makes absolute sense to me.
Just to get out of where I'm at and go into a whole other world, you know.
Yeah, no, we all escape, right? Like, whether you're using music or reading books or you're creating a character or you have a super intense hobby. Man, sometimes I just go ride motorcycles because I'm just trying to run away from the life. It's not like, well, run away is a wrong thing. I'm just trying to change my view.
No, 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 for a moment. You get to run for a moment. Yeah. I got my my brother-in-law rides, and I said, you know, what's your favorite part about being on the road? And in a lot of ways, it's what, it's kind of what I said about the, having a shaved head and a big, and a beard and being big. Everybody leaves you alone. Yeah. But on a motorcycle, everybody really leaves you alone because they're not there. You know, yeah. You're out and you're in the open and nobody can bother you. It's not like, I think we've decided, you and I figured out that other people are the problem.
That's right. That's right. Well, so much so, I want to bring this up. The letters never sent. So this is what I was reading. I was talking with Jake about this before you came on. And if you're just joining the show, Michael Kudlitz is with us. Lex Luthor on Superman and Lois Monday, 7 on the CW, Kansas City time, 7 p.m. And you've seen him on so many great things, but people don't see a guy back to your size and what you physically look like. And this letters never sent are letters you never sent, things that you wanted to say, but you never let them out of your range. You have them in a box, right?
They're in my notes on my phone. It's sort of like, look, we've all done it. We have a knee-jerk reaction when somebody says something, either literally to you or type something to you or says something on social media, and you just write something down, and it's literally the rage,
yeah,
like response, you know. And I learned a long time ago that will get you, especially in the job that I do, that will get you in trouble.
Right.
So what I do is I write everything first in my notes app, and then I leave it there because sometimes it's just good to just write it all out and just say all the things that in your head you think you want to say at that moment. But we'll more than likely have consequences, and completely unintended consequences. And honestly, if you really had a moment to think it out, you probably wouldn't even respond that way. But it's nice to sort of get it out, leave it somewhere safe. Don't ever put something into a letter that has an email address attached to it that you may or may not send.
Dude.
Because I had an experience where I sent something that wasn't finished, should not have been sent, and was. And that's really what made me go, okay, you need to change how you do this.
Yeah.
And it's been great because you can really rage, like, if you want to, or the other side of it. You can be, overly, effusive and, praise something. And you, I think you're able to look at it afterwards and find a happy medium and calmly respond to how you should respond or don't respond at all, which is my favorite thing now.
No, that's a running joke. I have to learn to ignore my my instincts because you're right. My first response is normally not the best idea, man. It's
real. Then you get a little bit away from it, even a couple of minutes away from whatever it is, and you're kind of like, oh, that's really not a big deal.
Yeah.
I don't know why I reacted that way.
Man, listen, come through Kansas City. Come through. Honestly, man, I just hope we get a chance to run into each other again.
I think I'm doing a convention out there next year. If I do, I will absolutely look you guys up.
Man, anytime, Michael. Congratulations, man. Superman and Lois, Monday, 7 o'clock, CW. And, man, you get to play the best bad guy. I'm truly jealous. I think that... I
do, and we are having a blast. And if you haven't, seen the show, it's easy to catch up on. We're only 4 seasons. This is our final season. You can catch up this season on the CW app, or you can go back and get previous seasons. You got to go online and figure out how to do that. They told me, and I forgot.
You're the best, dude. Michael Kudlitz.
All right, guys.
Nice. Good to talk to you, brother.